League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5 brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Paul Gallant.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
The most interactive sports radio show in Houston.
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the devastation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Tucker skies the changeup to left field. Tony Kemp underneath it, and the A's have shut out the Astros 4-0. Fifth shutout for Oakland pitching this season, all since July 4th. Got a little scary there at the beginning of the bottom of the ninth with back-to-back hits by Altuve and Pena. But the A's win the first game of the series, just the second time they defeated the Astros this season. They're now 2-9 against Houston on the year.
We shouldn't have to watch those games. We should not have to watch the Astros and A's. Honestly, you shouldn't even go out of your way to do it. Although I guess it's charity night tonight at Minute Maid Park. Maybe make an exception there. But whenever the Astros play the A's, none of us should have to watch.
Oh, Paul, you cover sports for a living. You should be thankful for the job you have. Are you really saying that sometimes it's a chore to watch sports?
When it's the A's, yes. It's pointless. The only thing that can happen in a game against the A's is something that's underwhelming or disappointing. And that's what happened last night as the Astros fell to the Oakland A's 4-0. I mean, they had three hits. It's the A's we're talking about here. The team that, do they have a payroll north of $1 million? Honestly, I couldn't tell you. Sky isn't falling. I'm just annoyed. I'm annoyed. They're doing that poor people opener BS against you. I get that Mason Miller throws gas, but who in the absolute bleep is Ken Waldichuk? And how is this guy who you've hit against twice already this year throwing six no-hit innings against you? You know what? I see a couple of comments on the Twitch. I see a couple of comments on the text line. We've had too many bad vibes. Even talking about Texas being back. Even talking about the Astros taking two or three from the Padres over the weekend. Even completely ignoring the Houston Texans yesterday. There's too many sad boy vibes, Sean Mapes. I want to change it up. And you're going to all think I'm an absolute POS for what I'm about to say, but let's talk about the biggest story in sports last night. It all started Monday Night Football. The New York Jets on September 11th at MetLife Stadium, excited to debut the Aaron Rodgers era. He trots out of the tunnel holding an American flag. One play goes by, two plays go by, three plays go by, and then there was a fourth play. This is how ESPN presented said fourth play with a little ambience in the background after the game was done.
Protection breaks down and time runs out. Down goes Rodgers, and now Rodgers sits down. He's coming out of the game. And the feel in this stadium has completely changed after the injury to Rodgers.
MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen. It's not good.
For the Jets and their fans, they're thinking, not again.
I don't hurt for me. I don't hurt for our locker room. I hurt for Aaron. My heart's with Aaron right now and nowhere else.
sometimes.
I wish I had a piano in studio. A piano so I can play sad music. Because that was a sad moment. It was. Hey, it was. It was a sad moment, Sean. You're looking at me like you think I'm the Cheshire Cat right here with a big grin on my face, and I would never do that. First off, thoughts and prayers to Aaron Rodgers. And second, I mean, you just hate to see that happen. It's the football, you know, a violent game, and you hate to see that happen. You truly do. What? You hate to see that happen. Sean, you look like you don't believe me.
No, you're saying all the right things.
You hate to see that happen. I mean, you hate to see a team that was loving the smell of its own farts going into this year, complete with lots of ass-kissing and butt-slapping on a terrible reality TV show. You hate to see the hype just go up in flames the fourth play of a season. You hate to see that. Truly, it's really sad when a fan base that is just blissfully naive thinks that this year is going to be different. And it's not. It's sad. You feel for them. You look at them, you see their sad little faces, and you wonder, like, how are they going to be able to recover? What are they going to do? You wonder, like, how are their families going to bear with them all football season, the people who root for this team? Like, how are you going to deal with Papa after the game's done, getting absolutely hammered on a bottle of Jack Daniels to drown away the sorrows of the fact that his identity is based on a football team that's been good once in its entire existence in 1969? What do you do? What do you do there? So truly today, I feel for Aaron Rodgers, thoughts and prayers. I feel for Dwayne Brown. I actually do feel bad for Dwayne Brown. That bleep happens. And I really feel for Jets fans. It's just so hard. It really is, Sean, you know, to see what Jets fans are going through today. It's sad.
Yeah, it is. You know, the beautiful moment with Aaron Rodgers carrying the American flag, ignoring that, you know, last November, Deshaun Kizer said that Aaron Rodgers told him that he doesn't believe in 9/11. But never mind all that. Never mind all that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, he got to carry the flag for the Jets on 9/11.
Oh, my God.
Even though Deshaun Kizer said that he told him to look into that.
Oh, my God.
It didn't go down the way people said it did.
Well, listen, okay. Hard left turn, because I don't know if I want to go down
I'm just saying I feel bad for Aaron Rodgers.
I actually do feel bad for Aaron Rodgers.
My heart goes out to him and his family, too.
MRI confirms torn Achilles, so it's official. I think this is just a couple of minutes ago. Everyone expected to be a torn Achilles. I got to say, shout out to all the internet doctors who were rewatching that play to see if Aaron Rodgers' calf vibrated. You're sickos.
In real time, though, I will say, and I was watching it with our very own Joe George and Brian McDonald, and we were like, wait, what just happened? Because he went down. It was a normal-looking sack. And then the next play, he was standing up, looking to the sideline for the play call.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just sits down. And we're like, wait, I thought he was like cramping up. I didn't know what was happening.
And if you watch the Manning cast version of it, all of a sudden,
I didn't.
You see Peyton and Eli, the sidebar. And all of a sudden, they're showing Aaron Rodgers being put on a cart coming out of the tent. And their jaws dropped. The broadcast with
Eli Manning's face is always kind of like that, but
fair point. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, I think that they sensed something was up, but to see the reaction, that's everyone's reaction, but especially the poor Jets fans out there, because you just hate to see this happen. And now I'm going to be serious. I hate Jets fans. I absolutely hate him.
Oh, so now you're being serious. Okay.
Now
okay.
I'm being serious.
So the okay, I got you.
Now I'm being serious. And again, I don't want Aaron Rodgers to get hurt. But I do want Jet fans to continue to be miserable. And I don't know what it says about me, Sean, where I like that certain fan bases just constantly got to eat it. I thought it was funny that Cubs fans had to deal with losing all those years. I'm sure people thought the same thing with some of the teams I grew up rooting for in the Boston area. Understandably so, because of what I'm doing right now. But I'm so happy about this. And you know why I'm happy about this? You know how petty I am? So on the most recent episode of the Talkin' Texans podcast that I did with DJ Bien-Aimé, we're going to do another one a little bit later today to take a look back at the Texans' loss to the Ravens. Someone responded to the video that we posted of it. This person's Twitter handle was SJets7. His avatar is a picture of Aaron Rodgers. He is not Aaron Rodgers. He responded to this saying, "Ah, the beginning of an NFL season when even poverty Texans fans have hope. LOL." And I responded to him saying, this is coming from a Jets fan. He said to me, "A team that's better than yours." And first off, I was like, "Well, I'm a Patriots fan. You're an insect in the grand scheme of things. You know, I'm just better than you because of where my parents had sex and where I was birthed. But because I got to watch good football, and you never have. It's fine, though, you know. You'll never see it.
They got three plays of good football.
They've got two teams. You could have jumped on the Giants bandwagon either of those 2 years. You probably did, given the way that New York fans operate. They're very fickle, these people. They act like they're not. But I said, man, a lot of pressure this year. A lot of pressure. And to see it all come crumbling down four plays in, it sucks that it came on an injury, but I'm not going to lie. I loved it. And you know what? Sometimes it's okay to root for bad things to happen to the teams that go up against your teams because sports, it's okay to do this. You're not wishing for injury. You're just wishing for those people to continue to be miserable because it's fun. It's fun to laugh at them. It's okay, guys. It's okay. If you're an A&M fan right now, you're allowed to root against UT this coming Saturday, hoping that they follow up a win against Alabama with a loss against Wyoming. Vice versa, if you're a UT fan, you're allowed to be low-key as happy that A&M got their doors blown off by Miami as you are about UT winning that game against Bama. And I know some of you guys are. This is a little sneaky element of sports that I feel like we're all unwilling to say, especially us in sports media. And look, the sports fan in me, I can never let it die. The petty side of me, I can never let it die. I love seeing the Jets fans miserable. I do. Suck it. I wallow in this. You talk so much trash this offseason thinking it was going to go differently. And I love every second of it. Does this make me a bad person? Probably. Don't care. I love it. And I'm licking up your tears like I'm Eric Cartman at the end of Scott Tenorman Must Die, the greatest South Park episode of all time.
Yeah, the getting the end result of Jet fan misery, whether it was going to come on the fourth play of their season or like week 18 when something catastrophic happens and they lose in the most stupid way possible to miss the playoffs or whatever. This was always going to happen. Jets fans were always going to feel like this at some point this season.
Probably. It was going to happen. But for it to happen on the fourth play, Sean, it's just so funny. It's comedic timing and it's hilarious misery.
Especially with Jets fans like Mike Greenberg, the chronicling of...
Like our guy Jake Asman.
Like, of Mike... Well, I'm just saying specifically Mike Greenberg's, like, the series of tweets from his wife where it was, like, pregame ready, and it was, like, him and a whole bunch of other ESPN people, like, having fun. Like, oh. I think, like, Damian Woody and Dominique Foxworth were there.
I wish I had been there.
And then the next one was just stunned with...
You know,
with Mike Greenberg just staring like a 1,000-yard stare.
Do you know, I this is going to sound mean. And I believe me, I really like Jake Asman. I do. Good guy. But I kept on refreshing his Twitter to see if he had said anything. And it took a while because
It was alarmingly silent on his front. And Sean Mapes and
the silence was deafening.
Right. Sean, oh, wait, no, you came on the October trip. Sean, you didn't see this.
No, I told when I was here with Joe and Brian, I told them this story.
Oh, my God.
From you and Vanessa on the trip.
The funniest with the wheelhouse. Thing. This is why I love it. Like, the Jets, like, just keep on doing this. And I'm sorry, I find it hilarious. We're going to a dinner. It's supposed to be Vanessa, Brad, Cody, Jake, and Andrew Carlson and me. RIP to several of those people. They are no longer with us.
Yeah, not dead, just don't work here.
They either.
Two of them left on their own. No, three of them.
Three of them left on their own.
Most of them left on their own.
Oh, man, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. And I remember before we got on the plane, Jake had said, you just can't imagine a world where the Jets are better than the Patriots. And I was like, no, I can't. It'll never happen. And part of me is trolling because I realize eventually that there's a chance that it will happen. And it's happened a couple of times before. But then, like, as we're going to dinner, Zach Wilson in a preseason game, like, his leg spontaneously combusts. And, like, I know Jake was just devastated by this.
And that was Zach Wilson.
Yes. Oh, you know what? I'm a sick person. Whatever. I admit it. I'm the one radio host that's not going to be like, thoughts and prayers to Jets fans. Nope. I enjoy that you're miserable today. Suck it. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Up next. Okay, the Astros lost. But, man, they're not quite Jets falling apart. But how about the Mariners? My God. 3-8 is the Run DMC jersey. We've got a Mariners watch coming up. And we're going to talk about something that Dusty Baker said Friday. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sweet Sassy Molassie.
Penguin goalie Peter Skudra says, hey, try not to shoot that puck up my pooper. I'll shoot the puck anywhere I want. And if that happens to be in your pooper, so be it.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
At some point today, we're going to have to do a segment exploring all the Jets' options at quarterback. Someone from the 346 texted in, the Jets should give Colin Kaepernick a shot. I saw Jamil Hill pushing for that today. That's on brand.
I like it now. I like it. Now that it's been like 7 years, yeah.
Someone said, oh, okay, based off of what? And Jamil was like, well, what about that workout? And she just posted a link of Ian Rappaport talking about how good the workout was. Sure, he didn't get that straight from an agent. Yeah, you know what? All possibilities for the Jets. They're all there. Right. This was a step back, and they did win last night. They do deserve credit for winning that game.
1-0.
Their defense played out of their ass.
They have to be the saddest 1-0 team in the NFL.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and it's a shame. It was actually a great team win by the Jets. Josh Allen stunk in that game. We're going to dump on him in the 10:30. Got a kick out of that, too. Oh no. Bills fans are second-guessing themselves, and Jets fans are miserable. Oh, my God. I mean, now it's just Patriots and Dolphins of the AFC East. There's a chance now.
Crazy that both these teams feel terrible about their team.
What a shocker. You've never seen that before. We got Johnny with a thought on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, 713-780-3776. Johnny, what's going on?
Oh, man, I've been sitting here crying, laughing at y'all this morning, and your sincerity about being upset about the Aaron Rodgers injury. But in a nutshell, I think the Jets are the second most snake bit team in the history of the NFL.
Who's number one?
Behind the Browns.
The Browns.
Behind the Browns. Yeah,
okay, you
yeah,
know
the
what,
Browns
though?
Are number one, of course.
Johnny, I think they brought karma on themselves with the Deshaun Watson stuff. Sorry, I'll let you finish. I feel like now the Browns might be number one just because of them bringing in Deshaun Watson, paying him all that money. And I don't know if you saw Deshaun Watson play on Sunday. It was, once again, a pretty rough performance. He had one of the worst interceptions I've seen in quite some time. Anyway, continue.
Right, Ronnie. Right. And the second question I got, do y'all think that the Green Bay Packers management had a crystal ball or something somewhere
that
maybe, you know, just went and let him walk?
they're probably pretty pumped about this, Johnny, and appreciate the phone call. Sean was just telling me about a bar in Wisconsin. So it seems like there were a lot of, Sean, people who went to this bar with the understanding that if the Jets lose, that everyone's bar tab would be free, right?
Yes, this is from David Hill, who I guess is in Wisconsin. He said, a Wisconsin bar offered free drinks if the Jets lost. After Rodgers went down, the patrons started running up their tabs.
Oh, boy.
The news crew was there live when the Jets ended up winning in overtime, and everyone realized that they would have to pay their tab.
Oh, man.
It's a whole bunch of Packers fans. Like,
I would have done it.
Again, looking somehow, these Packers fans in that bar look just as depressed as Mike Greenberg, as Jake Asman, and as Bills Mafia. Like, somehow three fan bases all are sad after a Monday Night Football game. Because also, if Aaron Rodgers, which he won't now, if he doesn't play 65% of the Jets' snaps this year, the first-round pick that the Jets are sending the Packers turns into a second-round pick.
Oh, boy.
So, no one won. No one won last night.
That's pretty funny.
Zach Wilson didn't even win because he still played like garbage.
He did.
Led that one drive.
He tactically had a touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson that was entirely Garrett Wilson. That's one of the best catches I've seen in a really long time. I can't believe he caught that.
It's a classic. You see it in basketball a lot where a terrible alley-oop pass makes for a great highlight.
Yes.
That's what that was. It was a terrible, terrible pass made for an awesome highlight.
100%. Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Astros did lose 4-0 to the Oakland A's last night. The Texas Rangers, who we declared dead, have won 3 games in a row. They now sit alone in second place thanks to what you'll hear on another episode of Mariners Watch.
Mariners Watch.
They had a few things go their way today. We did not. It'll probably flip when we go to Seattle. I do know how hard it is to win on the road, and it'll be very hard for them to win in Seattle.
2023.
3-2 pitch. In the air, deep left center field, hit well. Rodriguez on the run, and it is gone! Oh, Jeremy Peña sends one to the seats, and the Astros lead 1-0 in the 18th inning.
September 12th. Honestly, I was riding pretty high before last night's game just because Pete Carroll didn't say anything about 9/11 during his Monday press conference. It's one thing to lose 3 of 4 to the Rays, but we actually lost to the Angels last night. Jared Kelnick is back for us. Remember, he kicked a Gatorade cooler and broke his foot. He was hitting so well earlier in the year, but he struck out with a chance to win the game. He grounded out with a chance to win the game. One of our best starters didn't want to stay in a game where he got shelled. Maybe we should have listened to that handsome, talented radio guy we didn't appreciate. Sure, he's not a communist. He's not pro-homeless people doing fenny in a school playground. He doesn't think police officers should be executed. But he was right about those Letterman jackets. Because we're 3-8 since we wore the Run DMC bleep. Is the season over? 2.5 back.
And that is Mariners Watch. Because somehow, some way, the Seattle Mariners continue to suck. They lost to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. This is supposed to be the brief, good stretch in their schedule the rest of the way. Because they play the Dodgers right after this. 3-8 since they went to New York to take on the Mets. 3-8. And they're hearing things that don't make you feel great about their backbone. And again, only 2.5 games back, much like the Rangers are only 2 games back. This was Mariners starting pitcher George Kirby after an outing Friday where he was not happy that he threw 100-plus pitches.
I didn't execute. He had a good pitch. I wish I wasn't out there for the 7th, to be honest. So I was at 90 pitches, and I didn't think I needed to go anymore, but it is what it is. So,
is that a conversation in the dugout, or is it?
It'll be a conversation soon. Yeah.
Man. I wonder if they're going to be able to even finish in second place. Whatever's going on right now, you can't trust any of their pitching once the starters leave the game. And they have good starters. Their starters have, I think, for the most part, pitched better than that of the Astros this season. But you get to the bullpen. How do you have any faith if you're a Mariners fan right now? And, I mean, they needed Julio Rodriguez to even send it to another extra inning because they lost an 11 last night. Julio had a two-run home run. They were down 5-3. They were hot for a while, but generally things do level out, and I do think the Mariners are more the team that we saw in the first half of the year, even though they did play the Astros tough in the playoffs last season, than they are the team they've been of late. Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. We'll talk about Dusty Baker's comments about Chaz McCormick later in the show and what's going on with Rockets' young but troubled player, Kevin Porter Jr. Up next, the reason that the Jets won last night was Josh Allen. Let's discuss how bad he was. Paul Galancho, stick around. First, though, I got to tell you about my friends at mybookie.ag. Okay, well, sometimes you can't bet on someone getting hurt behind an offensive line that everyone knew wasn't good. But if mybookie.ag had odds on Aaron Rodgers missing a game this season, I probably would have bet on them just given how bad this Jets offensive line is. But there are so many things that you can bet on with mybookie.ag. Maybe you're taking a look at the Thursday night football game that's right around the corner. Philadelphia Eagles are 7-point favorites against the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are coming off of a pretty disappointing loss to the Bucks, and Baker Mayfield, a team that was so good in close score games last year, are they going to be the same thing this year? Meanwhile, the Eagles, they underachieved and tried to give the game to the Patriots on Sunday. I got to say, Eagles by 7, I feel like the Eagles are going to bounce back from this one, just given how poorly they played on Sunday. So that's what I'm looking at right now. Mybookie.ag. The Eagles, 7-point favorites. You can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere, whether it's football, baseball, soccer, golf, or even live casino betting with mybookie.ag. Use promo code BET975 for a free sign-up bonus.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston.
I've got to prove that I'm the best, and I'm racing no matter what you tell me. Huh?
Back to the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
And once I was able to account the small things being a blessing again, it kind of just helped me with everything and every aspect of my life. So, like I said, yeah, the Rockets gave me the opportunity to even get to this point. So without the year I had last year, I wouldn't have discovered what this space would be, and it's a dope space to be in, and I've been in it for a very long time, probably the end of last season, so I plan on staying and letting this be who I am now. Yeah.
That's Rockets guard Kevin Porter Jr. For those who don't know, this is the story about Kevin Porter Jr. that came to light yesterday. It is an incident that took place at a hotel in Manhattan where he was staying with his girlfriend from the WNBA, Kisrae Gondrzik. I don't know if I'm saying the name right. I apologize if I'm not. But according to police sources, Porter returned to the hotel late at night after an evening out. The victim was upset with him for returning at such a late hour. She locked the door. Porter was able to gain entry with the assistance of hotel security. Once inside, Porter is accused of assaulting the woman. The extent of her injuries is currently unknown. So those are the details we have. And I think speculation can get a little bit reckless when all we have is a police report in front of us. What we do have, though, is an extremely long track record when it comes to Kevin Porter Jr. And Roosh Williams, who covers the Houston Rockets for us, he's our correspondent, had put together a timeline of all of the things that Kevin Porter Jr. is known to have done that's gotten him in trouble. In January of 2019, he was suspended by USC for the remainder of the season for, quote, personal conduct issues, end quote. These details never surfaced. August of 2020, he was accused of punching a woman. Charges were not pressed. November of 2020, arrested and charged with improperly handling firearms in a motor vehicle, possession of marijuana, and driving without a license. Charges were eventually dropped. Lawyers are great, guys, especially if you got money. January of 2021, just a side note. I don't know if I'm intimating anything there. Verbal altercation with Cavs GM stemming from having his locker moved. Cavs immediately traded him to Houston. April of 2021, minor injuries and a physical altercation at a Miami strip club. January of 2022, he got upset at Rockets coach John Lucas at halftime, drove home in the middle of the game, and now this most recent charge, felony assault, strangulation of his significant other in a domestic violence incident in a New York hotel. So the real question I have is, do the Rockets have the stones, Rafael Stone, to just drop him without getting anything in return for him? Because supposedly there was a trade in the works that might have involved the Milwaukee Bucks. I saw this online yesterday. It was from about a week ago. Bobby Portis, Grayson Allen, and a top five protected first in exchange for Kevin Porter Jr., who does definitely have the ability to score. Maybe at some point in his career, he could have been someone like Jamal Murray. Now you got to wonder if he's even going to get another opportunity in the NBA again with something like this and all the other issues that, as I listed before, he's been a part of. If the Rockets are serious about trying to change people's perception of them, especially after having hired Ime Udoka, they probably got to just bite the bullet and cut him. And they did give him that extension, but they don't have to pay him a dollar going forward. They gave him an extension going into last year. It was 4 years, $82.5 million, but it was only guaranteed for that first season. They just got to cut him. Here's the thing, too. I know some people online, and this is one of the reasons I just do not enjoy Rockets fans. I feel like they're the online versions are these like hipster fans who think everyone on the team's good. This is like one of the worst teams in the NBA the last 3 years. Kevin Porter Jr. was an awkward fit, best case scenario, and doesn't seem like he's compatible on a team that hopefully is going to have Jalen Green as his best player someday. I don't know if that's ever going to happen either, but let's put that on the back burner. Kevin Porter Jr. is not helping you get a championship. He is talent that could have gotten you an asset. Move on. And I wonder if the Rockets will actually do that. Or if Rafael Stone feels the need to like try and turn this into some sort of positive or like looks around the NBA for somebody willing to trade a second round pick. But I don't know if that's going to happen here, especially with the body of work with this guy. And of course, you heard that comment coming into this segment. That was Kevin Porter Jr. before last year's NBA season saying that he had found some sort of inner peace or something like that. How long did that last? You root for people like this to be able to change their lives. But the reality is, very often, somebody who does this a lot is going to get in trouble again for poor judgment. And this story, man, it is juicier by the moment. Did you know that the sister of Kevin Porter Jr.'s girlfriend, who I guess is the was married to Dwayne Haskins, she commented this on her Instagram story, tagging Kevin Porter Jr. If you think you go and touch my sister and not get touched, count your bleeping days. Better hope and pray you'll be able to ever walk again, let alone dribble. You may have gotten away with this bleep in the past because your mama ain't beat you. But we spank little punk ass painting nail sissy bitches like you every day. The
painting nails thing is weird. Just a side note.
They do that every day?
I don't know, Sean. The painting nails thing, what is the youth of America doing? But anyway, don't show up to that crib. We're going to do it to you, you little bitch. Damn! And this actually might be a believable threat because, if I'm not mistaken, there was a headline from back in the day, and Dwayne Haskins' wife, Calabria Gondrzik, is facing felony charges for punching him in the face, causing his tooth to be knocked out. Okay. So a lot more to dive into with this one. But the simple thing for the Rockets right here, move on. Just move on. It's over. You're not getting that much in return for him. And for all those loser Rocket stands out there who think everybody on this team is amazing, like Ty Washington and some other, like, what, Desmond Garuba? Is that even his name?
Usman.
Yeah, exactly. No offense to those guys. I hope they have long, successful basketball careers. But you got, like, bozos like Biased Houston who's tweeting this out, and it gets a ton of likes.
First and foremost, I hope the woman in this situation is okay. That's what's important first. What makes this so frustrating is the stage was set for Kevin Porter Jr. to have one of the best seasons of his career make a big impact on the Rockets this season.
Or he wasn't. The usual suspects of Rockets Twitter who think everything is amazing. Bradu, Vator, Clutch City. I hate it when people bring up the mental health side of things, too. Like, this is an excuse.
KPJ needs health. Everyone's first reaction is to bash KPJ.
Yeah! Yeah!
Mainly because of the position he's in. But he goes through mental battles just like everyone else.
You know, when I go through mental battles, you know what I do? I love to felony assault a woman. That's what I love to do. Not, I mean, my God. That gets brought up very often. Like, people who are like, oh, well, what would you do? Like, that are randomly caping for this person that they don't actually know. I mean, what are you? Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis stepping up for a hide? Danny Masterson?
At least they're friends with him.
Yes! You don't know these people. You don't know them. And you think they're amazing at basketball, too, which makes it even worse. Like, that, I mean, that's an indictment on you.
You're wrong both ways.
You're definitely wrong the latter way.
Yeah.
The first way, you know what? Nobody knows anybody, right?
It really was amazing to see how hard it was for some members of the Rockets.
Dorks.
Twitter.
Dorks.
To, like, just not put their foot in their mouth. Like, so many people deleted their tweets.
Yes.
At whatever, 12:10 or whatever. Ooh, this dropped. Because it was right after our show yesterday.
It's so disappointing. Yeah. You know,
man,
what?
He was going to be a real piece for this backcourt. This post has been deleted.
Yes. All of them have been deleted. Dorks. Dorks, dorks, dorks. And it's one of the reasons I know I'm never going to like the Rockets because I can't stand most of the fans. I just can't. And on top of that, like, I had to suffer through James Harden for 8 years with all of you people telling me that what I was watching was art. Good God. The taste that you have. Do you wear cargo shorts and Crocs, too? Shaking my head. I'm looking down at you people. You people. Yeah, I said you people. Speaking of you people, let's talk about Dusty Baker and Fatty Boom Baddies, because we missed out on this on Friday. Paul Gallant Show, stick around.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards.
products. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Spidey Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save